A Klarhai has prepared another interesting thing for us. Can you solder with fish hands? I'm very excited, to be honest. Let's go. Good day, dear friends. A Klarhai will not only do interesting experiments, but it also likes to solder. And that's why I will solder something today. That's something that you often need in IT or electrical engineering. It's one of the basics there, because something will always break. And might have to be fixed accordingly. And that's why I have this small soldering kit here that I'll be able to present. It's a rainbow unicorn, that which kind of fits the unicorn that we have on the stage here and all of the other unicorns that were on stage the last years. We don't just like sharks here, but also unicorns. I'll unpack this set here. These kits are available at lots of places online for beginners in various levels of difficulty. Usually with higher difficulty, the components will only become smaller. There's a small sticker here, which I will put aside. There's this small PCB here, which is beautiful. You can see there's a front side where you can see the unicorn quite beautifully, and the other side where I will be soldering. You can also see here the places where there's which used to be copper, where I'm going to be soldering to. There's a battery holder included. I also got some batteries for this. There's a button here to turn it on and off. And four LEDs. These I will lay down here, which I will already turn the right way around. The long leg is the positive one, and the short one is the negative side. The positive side, which we already learned yesterday in our workshop about batteries. You can already see here. These are the parts that belong there. And as I said, there's a positive and a negative one side, and the longer one is the positive one, at least for LEDs, where the manufacturer actually stuck to the conventions. If you buy it from China, it may be another way around, but then you just have to try it. I've prepared a soldering iron here, which I hope is already warm enough. I'm gonna try this with a bit of soldering tin. And then I'm gonna try soldering. Okay, no, this is not warm enough yet. This is gonna take a bit. Okay, I am reading the instructions here, and so I put down the PCB like this, and then I'm going to put some solder on all of the pads that are marked with a plus sign. Alright, the soldering iron is hot enough now. Now I'm going to be very careful and put some solder on these little pads.
Der Lötkolben ist gerade auf 380 Grad eingestellt.
Soldering iron is set to 380 degrees Celsius. Let's put some clean solder blobs here. Down the second point. Where you start doesn't really matter here. Maybe if you have never done it before, do it somewhere where you can slide away without it making a big difference? Or where it just wouldn't bother you? I learned soldering back in school. That's why I'm trying to show off my best soldering skills here. My teachers back then told me that this would never look clean. Okay, so I marked these points, and now I'm gonna take the long leg of the LED, which is the positive side. It's not just the longer leg, but this might be difficult to see on camera, but maybe on your LEDs at home you can see it. The shorter side, if you maybe already cut off the legs and can't see that anymore, usually has a flat point, a flat side on when you look from the top or bottom on the circle. Maybe if I turn it like this, you can see it. It's not quite round, but one side is a bit flat. All right, so the long leg is supposed to lie on the PCB in such a way that it touches the pad. And then okay, we're supposed to put it on there. I'm gonna start back here. And we start with the positive leg. And then afterwards the negative one, the cathode. As I said, this is a set for beginners. I think I would recommend it for kids starting at 8 years old. Roughly. That maybe wanna learn soldering. Of course, ideally a good soldering iron from the parents. Or just generally for every beginner. Okay, I have a bit too little solder on here. The thing that is always a bit difficult is that you always feel like you need a third hand. So maybe get some help when you're starting. But always be careful about not touching the soldering iron with any hand. Maybe we'll put the LED right here.
Macht das gerade über einen nicht ganz optimalen Verfahren.
I'm currently doing this a bit less than optimal.
Es ist am Anfang ein bisschen fummelig.
In the beginning, this is a bit of a hassle. A bit fiddly, and then we'll let the solder cool off, and I'm gonna do this for all four LEDs now. I'm gonna bend them a little bit, such that I can hold them there well. Yes, there's actually something we can look through. Yeah, so those LEDs are going to shine through these brighter, more clear spots. That's why I'm trying to place the LEDs right there. Because we don't really have the holes to look through the holes. To push through the holes.
Ein bisschen Finger ruhig halten ist dabei wichtig.
Need to keep your fingers steady for this. And hope that you put enough solder on there.
Auch eine Gefühlssache, wie viel Lötzinn benötigt wird.
This is a bit a matter of having a feeling for it.
Entweder viel zu wenig oder viel zu viel.
In the beginning you usually always use way too little or way too much. This is gonna take 5 to 8 tries.
Bleifreien und bleihaltigen Lötzinn.
Soda can be with lead or without. For health reasons, you should usually always use unleaded soda if you have some with lead at home. Or maybe it's easier to buy. It's sometimes difficult to get others. Always wash your hands afterwards and don't try to eat with the dirty hands, because lead in your body is very unhealthy.
Bin ja schon bei der dritten LED, wo ich das längere Beinchen anlöte, also die positive Seite.
Okay. Now, once we're done with the positive side, we can start with the negative one, which is gonna be easier because it should be immediately above the empty pad. For some reason, I'm not entirely sure why, but the soldering iron is constantly turning itself down to 180 degrees Celsius. I was wondering why this is taking so long.
Ich höre gerade aus dem off, flüstert mir quasi eine Stimme ins Ohr, dass
I'm hearing from other people right now that leaded solder is actually not allowed to be sold in the EU anymore. But if you have some lying around at home, it might still be leaded. Okay, I tried to redo the solder joint from before. Okay, I just made a little mistake. I accidentally connected the positive with the negative leg. Now we're getting to a very interesting use here. I'm glad to be able to show this right now. You're gonna let your solder become hot, and then through the spontaneous creation of an almost vacuum, this pump can pull away all excess solder. Alternatively, one can also use a solder wick, which is a small band of copper. Okay, I hope this will hold now. I'm gonna use the third LED now. The fourth. And this copper stuff really likes to connect with the solder, and it will draw up the solder into itself. And then it's not on the PCB anymore, but rather in the copper, and therefore also away. Personally, I like the pumps more. They're easier to clean and more sustainable. Lots of them are made from silicon or silicone or rubber, and then you have to be careful about melting the tip. Alright, the fourth leg is connected as well. And now I'm gonna try to solder the other leg for all of these, which I'm doing a bit in a reverse order here, because here where the two LEDs are closer to another, it might become a bit tight. I'm trying not to create a bridge between the two solder joints here, between the legs. I'm gonna have to take a closer look here whether everything's correct. Yep, looks like it. Now I'm gonna do the last fourth second leg. There we go. And now there are only two parts left. I'm gonna have a look at which one's supposed to be connected first.
So there's a button left. And I carefully remove the leftovers. Again, please be careful. These little legs, they like to jump quite far. So they don't jump into your eyes or some other eyes. I know, bend the legs a bit down. The button does not have a direction, luckily. I'm just trying to get it in the middle, and I'll just start with one of the legs. Then push in the one side into the shoulder point. And of course, even though a shoulder is conductive, you should always try to get the shoulder bridge and the shoulder joint as small as possible. The gap should be as small as possible. Because in finicky circuits, it might not work if you have a big gap, because the conductivity of the solder is, of course, lower than of a proper trace. Okay, the button is added. So, take care that both legs are connected. Take care. So the battery holder has a direction, because there is positive and negative part of battery. Now the question is, where is positive, where is negative? And a marked corner. I don't see that, but I see a minus and a plus. There in the corner is a plus and here a minus, so I think the minus and plus are accordingly. So, weird signs. So I put it where it belongs. And should pretty much be done after that. So I'll add the first solder joint. As you can see, this set is quickly and easily done and combined. If it's your first time soldering, take your time. Rather take more time and redo a solder joint. Have patience, because if you hurry too much, something might break and replacing it is more work, especially if the PCB is damaged. That wouldn't be nice. Then you have to get a new PCB and redo everything you've done so far.
So, the plus pull steht.
Okay, the plus side is done.
Der minus hoffentlich auch gleich hier.
The minus terminal is hopefully done soon as well. So a little bit of smoke is okay. You should try not to breathe the smoke. It's not really healthy, so I'm wearing a mask. I can recommend that. And with a little bit of luck, if I add the battery correctly, it should light up. And as we can see, we can't see anything. Push the button and, of course, you should always turn it on. We can see the colors changing, and if we turn it over and bend the LEDs a little, now we can see the LEDs in the background. Now we have a unicorn glowing in rainbow colors, because the LEDs are changing their colors smoothly, and now we have a glowing unicorn. And I hope you liked it. So you see, we cannot only do funny experiment, but also learn how to solder. And with this, I say goodbye for this Erklär High video, and look forward to do further videos. That was nice. Thank you, Erklär High. I feel thoroughly explained. If you want to see more, you can look into the archive of media.ccc.de. There are